Is uncertainty the same as humility? The second problem with the emergent view of journey is that it suffers from a confusion of categories. Emerging leaders equate uncertainty with humility. Steve Chalk tells the story of a young man who finally got fed up with theologians telling him that he needed to search for the real Jesus. After one such speech, the young man shouted, "If you academics in your ivory towers have lost Jesus, that's your problem. I've not lost him. I know him. I love him. I don't need to search for him." Chalk's comments on the story are telling. However, as appealing as this kind of certainty might at first sound, it is in fact rather like the presumed familiarity of which Dallas Willard spoke. To assume that we have got Jesus pinned down or summed up is not simply arrogant, but stupid, and in the end inhibits our ability to communicate his unchanging message to an ever-changing world. Certainty for the emergent church is the same as pinning down Jesus and summing up God, while uncertainty is a breath of fresh air. Drop any affair you may have with certainty, proof, argument, and replace it with dialogue, conversation, intrigue, and search, argues McLaren. Clarity, after all, is usually boring and wrong, since reality is seldom clear, but usually fuzzy and mysterious, not black and white, but in living color. But why do intrigue and search have to mean the end of all certainty? McLaren is guilty of a very modern error, insisting on either or when a both and is possible. There is a place for questions. There is a time for conversation. But there is also the possibility of certainty. Not because we have dissected God like a freshman biology student dissects a frog, but because God has spoken to us clearly and intelligibly and has given us ears to hear his voice. Listen to how Calvin confronted the postmoderns in his Premodern Day. "But they contend that it is a matter of rash presumption for us to claim an undoubted knowledge of God's will. Now I would concede that point to them only if we took upon ourselves to subject God's incomprehensible plan to our slender understanding. But when we simply say with Paul,